This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast, the podcast for entrepreneurs, CEOs, founders of private equity-funded companies. And this is titled, Goldman Laying Off People. Goldman Sachs, it's just been one of the bellwethers of the economy. It's been so successful the last decade to two, had incredible profits last year, found their profits down 40% this year. This has led Goldman to go back to the core of the playbook. Instead of just continuing to hire like crazy, they're now going back to the old days where they're going to lay off 1% to 5% of their workforce every year. They say they're targeting low performers. What happened in the second quarter this year is their profits moved from, they basically split almost in half, went from $5.49 billion down to less than $3 billion in the second quarter. This has led Goldman to go back to the old days of, you know, essentially firing 1% to 5% of its staff each year, which is something they used to do. I mean, they're talking about this broadly. And of course, as we know, as you see Meta, Facebook, try and cut $5 billion in cost and cutting lots of people and putting a hiring freeze in place. FedEx doing the same, trying to aim for $3 billion in cost cuts. You're in a spot where you're going to see more and more of this. And particularly this year, where there's been almost no IPOs, deal making has slowed tremendously. The profits of these big investment banks is much slower. And in some ways, this allows David Solomon, the CEO of Goldman, to go back to firing people again, where over the last couple of years, people just couldn't get enough people. And as they've got, you know, sort of great concerns about productivity of workers, this allows David Solomon the excuse to start again sending a message to people, you've got to work hard if you want to have a great job. And so in some ways, it's a very interesting reckoning that's going on as people start to look at this and start to look at the end of the day, have to demand performance from their workplace. And so it does signal the end of total flexibility, not yet, no, but it does signal that the most serious of business people are going to take more serious getting performance out of their people. So just fascinating to watch Goldman laying off 1% to 5% of its workforce. Thank you for listening to the Becker Private Equity Podcast.